Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is J.J. Wilson, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 29, found in Grade 3, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over question 29 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee, consisting of education professionals, and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 26 of the Grade 3 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 29. In this question, the student is asked to find out how many more hats are in the lost and found box in February than in January. Please note that a show your work area is provided. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response uses the key to identify the correct number of hats for January, 15 hats, and February, 25 hats, and then uses a subtraction procedure to arrive at the difference between the 2 months, which is 10 hats. Any other valid process used to arrive at that answer would also be acceptable. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them up in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 28. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. In this complete response, the correct number of hats is identified, the correct procedure is used, and the correct answer is provided. Let's move on to the second guide paper, another example of a score point 2. This student has interpreted groups and has isolated the symbols for the greater number of hats in the lost and found box in February, as well as providing a correct difference of 10 hats. This paper gives another valid process for arriving at the correct answer. Our next guide paper, the third guide paper, is a score point 1. Although the answer provided is correct, the values for the number of hats for both January and February are incorrect, and no actual work is shown. Now let's review the fourth guide paper, another score point 1. This response is only partially correct. The correct number of hats is noted, but no work is shown, and the answer provided is incorrect. The fifth and last guide paper for this question is a score point 0. This response is incorrect. The procedure shown, addition rather than subtraction, is incorrect, thus leading to an incorrect answer of 15 hats instead of 10. Either the value for the number of hats in January or the number in February must be correct in order to demonstrate a partial understanding of the task. Please take a moment to review these five papers. If you did not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. In the next section of your scoring guide is the practice set, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are five papers in the practice set, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the two-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the practice set, then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set for this question is practice set 16. This response is completely incorrect. Both the work shown and the answer provided, 25 hats instead of 10, are incorrect. This paper receives a score 0. Next we have practice set 17. In this paper, the student has shown accurate work and has provided a correct answer of 10 hats. Therefore, this response is complete and correct and earns a score 2. Let's continue by looking at practice set 18. In this paper, the correct number of hats is noted within the pictograph. However, adding all of the hats is not a sound mathematical procedure for the question. This response is only partially correct and receives a score 1. Next, we have practice set 19. This student has interpreted groups and has isolated the symbols for the greater number of hats in the lost and found box in February and has also provided the correct answer of 10 hats. This complete and correct response earns a score 2. The last practice set for this question is practice set 20. In this paper, the answer provided is correct. However, the subtraction procedure must be shown in order to demonstrate a thorough understanding of the task. Therefore, this response only receives a score 1. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.